You're listening to the Spicy Dividend.
Welcome, everyone, to the Spicy Dividend. This is episode, 47, I think it is. Anyway, today is April 16th, a Wednesday. When I'm recording this in Pennsylvania, it is 5:11 p.m. Sorry for not doing an episode yesterday. I had some late meetings thinking that I was going to get furloughed from my job, and I got furloughed from my job. So last day for a while is going to be tomorrow for work, but I highly doubt I'm going to do shit, to be honest. And then I have a mandatory furloughed minimum of a month. Who knows, could lead to a permanent layoff. So maybe I'll go on a little bit of tangent today just to get some, it'd be a little bit cathartic, a little bit therapeutic. But look, S&P 500, and again, I'm recording this at 5 o'clock, and I know Trump's going to give a briefing at like 6 about like reopening the economy and his task force update, blah, 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 that gets such good ratings. But as I'm recording this, the S&P 500 for the day is up 0.4%, and after hours, it is up 2%. So there must be some kind of news that I'm missing here that they're going to reopen early or something, because that's the only thing I can think of. And, you know, let me backtrack to the rant I had a couple weeks ago about, like, the bullshit of the market and how it's not connecting to the economics of anything and how the market's just, like, going up with unemployment skyrocketing. And let me kind of correct myself in saying, look, the reason that the S&P 500 is kind of doing okay, and especially NASDAQ, is because, well, the top 10 stocks represent over 20% of the U.S. market cap. So when you have like the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ really skyrocketing, it's because of your Amazons, your Apples, your Microsofts, throw a little Netflix in there for tech. I mean, these companies are skyrocketing, and they're actually taking advantage of this work from home. So it's interesting. That's why your S&P 500 ETFs have to be market cap weighted versus equal weighted. Now, I know in the past I've done equal weighted because I believe there was more diversification. But in a time like this, you just want the best companies. And that's why the S&P 500 is market cap weighted. It's because the better companies do ultimately shine and it balances out. You know, you'd rather have more exposure to a Microsoft and an Amazon versus, you know, one of the S&P 500 companies that, you know, just cut their dividend and their outlook is terrible. They just declared they're not doing any guidance and they're, you know, got downgraded to junk bonds or whatever you want to call it. Like, that's not the situation you want to be in. So that's why it's market cap. So let's pull back the rant on how I still think the market's ridiculously absurd. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to justify it, but that's why it's not getting as hammered as you see. But it's like, the true crux of American capitalism, which is the financial sector, all the banks, and you have your Visas and whatnot, they're getting hammered. And so is oil. Oil money's huge part of the economy. Oil's cheap as dirt. Doesn't matter what deal the Saudis and Putin come up with. I mean, oil's dirt cheap, and all the energy stocks are absolutely obliterated. Financials are getting obliterated. So, you know, the crux of American capitalism is still crippled quite a bit, and then you have these huge tech companies that like Amazon that are actually benefiting from this whole thing, and it's just weighing up stocks way more than you would think. So if you want a good indication of how the economy is actually doing, I mean, you can obviously look at the bond market and you're going to see absurd yields. And when you see absurd yields in the bond market, that's an instant tell that, hey, there's something wrong with the underlying economy, because the actual bond payers, which get paid first in bankruptcy, their yields are sky high. I just got an update. Is it anything updated? No. Anyway, so that's why I just lost my train of thought. Thank you very much, phone. What was I talking about? Jesus, S&P 500 stocks. Oh, yeah, like how the bonds are an instant tell. And then another instant tell is the Russell 2000 index. So the Russell 2000 is your small cap index, and the Russell 2000 is getting absolutely smoked right now. There's no denying. The Russell 2000, if you're investing in that index for diversification, you're getting absolutely smoked. You're not getting the exposure to the big blue chip names that, you know, help lift up the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. So if you're investing in the NASDAQ, I think actually at this point, as of today, if you invested in NASDAQ from year to date, the end of the year, you're actually up a tiny sliver. So they've lost nothing after this whole thing. And it's because NASDAQ has the huge tech names that are actually benefiting from this whole thing. So look, maybe a little bit of a rant now, because look, I knew, I mentioned on an earlier episode that like I think I had a very good chance of getting furloughed just because of the company I work for, even when the economy was boisterous and everyone was going out in public and whatnot, before all the social distance bullshit, you know, the company that I work for wasn't exactly a financial juggernaut, so they were struggling a little bit. So I'm surprised that I even lasted this long, to be honest. I thought I would be furloughed beginning of April and then not be able to come back until June. But as of right now, it's April 20th to May 18th. Again, things could change. I get permanently laid off. Who knows? The company might go under. I would not be surprised at all. But, you know, it's kind of stupid when companies furlough low-level employees or lay off low-level employees, which don't make that much money, when you could lay off one executive, which is the equivalent of like 30 to 50 analysts in some cases. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But nonetheless, that's just how a capitalist society works. And it's interesting. I mean, all this stimulus bullshit. What the hell is a $1,200 check going to do for someone? Now, take someone for me like example. Let's just say I wasn't married. I never met my wife. Because thanks to her, you know, I have a little bit more financial stability than I would if I was on my own. But if I was on my own, because I grew up in extremely poor conditions, okay? I had no money growing up. So if I was in this situation now by myself where I'd be furloughed and I don't have that much money in the tank, now, obviously, my situation would be a little different. I wouldn't put as much into the emergency fund that I have my wife. But let's just say that I had what I have in my bank account right now and I had no emergency fund. $1,200 isn't going to do me shit, okay? Even in the middle of Bumblefuck, Pennsylvania, where I am, $1,200, that's 1 month rent, some food, and, you know, maybe a utility or two. That doesn't do shit. And I heard that piece of shit Mnuchin say, it's going to last, what, 10 months? Are you fucking kidding me? 10 months? I forgot the land of make-believe where property tax, mortgages, and rent don't exist. Everyone has their house paid off, apparently, and property taxes don't exist. $1,200 lasting 10 months. What? What? Hey, if you love that Spaghetti-O diet that I was on for a brief period last summer, yeah, $1,200 is going to last you quite some time. You're going to have a freaking lifetime supply of Spaghetti-Os for $1,200. But, oh, but, you know, the whole point of us staying inside is to prevent corona. But I guess eating on a $1,200 budget for 10 months, I'm probably going to get heart disease or diabetes. So, you know, let's weigh our options here. It's funny, you know, how many, I tweeted out today, how many, I'm going to pull up the tweet just so I can read it verbatim so I don't screw it up. By the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at DGEN Dividends, at DEGEN Dividends. But the tweet I had, it was my last tweet, it was, how many lives do you think this lockdown ruined versus lives lost from corona deaths? Now, look, I'm not an idiot. I know that we do have to stop the spread. We have to flatline it so we don't override the healthcare system. Where the hell did the mouse go? Why did the mouse disappear? Oh, this will be fun. I'm not going to be able to shut the recording off. But anyway, yeah, I get it. We have to flatline it. But that's only in certain states, right? Like New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Michigan, California. Like, we're getting hammered, right? So obviously the lockdown, yes, it especially applies to us. But in states where it's like you have like 2,000 cases, give me a break. Look, people are going to die. I mean, that's the end of it. It's like, I'm not telling you to reopen the economy of New York, okay? Like, tomorrow, give me a break. Like, I'm not an idiot in that sense. But what I'm saying is, you got to open this shit back up, okay? Now, again, this could be, my attitude could change quite a bit in 40 minutes when Trump gives his little debriefing and has plans for the opening economy. But I already see the Democrats' bullshit of saying, you know, let's take a science-based approach. You really weren't so scientific back when you say, let's go to Chinatown in late February. And then you have the idiot Trump side Republicans who are saying, it wasn't Trump's fault, it's all China's fault. Give me a fucking break. Both sides are to blame, okay? Look at the state, the economy, and the healthcare is in the United States right now. We are the worst country for coronavirus cases. We're going to be way up there in deaths. we're gonna set the record for deaths, right, for coronaviruses in a country. Yeah, overpopulation, blah, blah, blah. And you can say China faked the numbers and they probably have a billion or whatever infected. But that's not the point. The point I'm saying is now you have it where everyone's isolated and we're worried and we didn't handle this well in the first place. So everyone's getting sick and dying from this shit anyway. And now the economy's down. So everyone else's lives are getting ruined. Like, really? You're going to take a state like, I don't know, like fucking Nevada that has 2,000 people infected and you're going to shut that shit down and ruin the lives of everyone in Nevada just because there's 2,000 people in the state that have coronavirus when there's like 30,000 that probably have the flu at that moment right then? And it's like, oh, we don't care about that. It's look, it's ridiculous. Okay? So just open the shit back up is what I'm saying. In some states where it makes sense, open it up. And yes, I know it's not snap of the finger, the entire world goes back to normal the way it was back in January. I realize that. I realize it's going to be a very slow process. All the workers that in places that do open up are going to be wearing masks and sanitizing the ever-loving shit out of everything. But look, it's got to happen. It's got to fucking happen. And great job, mainstream media, for making everyone scared shitless to go outside. I can't wait to see the number of vitamin D deficiencies that pop up in everyone because they can't see the damn sun. Okay? It's ridiculous. Just open the shit back up. Yeah, not in New York, not in my state for a little bit, not in New Jersey, not in Michigan, not in California, not the high states, not like the Louisianas for some reason that are getting absolutely bum-rushed by this. But you got to open the economy back up. Just do it. Elderly people are not leaving the house in this situation. We can still maintain guidelines where it's like, okay, from early morning hours, maybe we extend it a couple hours. Early morning hours, it's only for seniors. That's fine. I'm cool with that. But this shit's got to open, okay? You can't tell me that 19-year-olds working the cashier at food stores, like their lives don't matter. Everyone else's lives matter, though. Stay at home. Don't spread it. But hey, 19-year-old who probably thinks they're immune to everything in life, who's coughing on that old person who's getting a loaf of bread at the grocery store, you're going to tell me that's any different? Give me a break, okay? Just open the shit back up already. Open it up. I'm tired of it. Look, it's personally affected me. Look, I don't know a single... I know this is anecdotal and it's really stupid to use anecdotals. I don't know a single person that's been physically affected by corona. I don't know a single person. I can tell you legitimately over 100 people off the top of my head that I know that have been financially screwed over from this. Screwed over. I mean, I'm not investing in stocks right now. I was doing the whole $30 a day. I ain't doing that shit no more. Why would I? I'm just waiting for my Trump bucks, my $1,200 check that's going to last 7 years, you know, on ramen and no rent because, you know, fuck, I don't pay rent, right? It's whatever. So that's the situation. Let me see if I can actually use my mouse here. There we go. Okay. Hope everyone enjoyed the little... look, people seem to like the rants, and I don't blame them. The rants are very entertaining. I get the most likes on YouTube. I also get the most dislikes on these type of videos, just because I usually poke fun at both political sides, which I did today. Both sides are bullshit, okay? And that's the glory of being an independent voter, is I try to vote for the best candidate, but come November, when it's Trump versus Biden, Jesus Christ. I'm just going to blindfold myself and throw a dart at my dartboard in the basement downstairs. And whatever number I think is closer to a candidate, I'm just going to pick. Does that make any sense? No, but neither does having any strong pull on voting for either of these two idiots. So, hope you enjoyed today. See everyone tomorrow.